All right. Hey. You know what it is. It's the Human Podcast. Don't get it twisted. This isn't for kids. This isn't a feel-goody podcast. Oh, boy. They're going to talk about human shit. Nope. We're just going to talk about shitty humans. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Isn't the podcast twisted, though? Why are you saying it's not?
It's very twisted. Like, the end of this show is going to have an ugly dick competition.
Oh, my God. I just remembered there was so much about this episode I'm not going to like.
An ugly dick
competition. Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, like, the last episode, Blue. I mean, it was like we were talking about Jesus and shit. I'm like, ugh, garbage.
It was. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no. The episode was trash. Straight up. 100% episode was trash. Don't listen to that last episode. I phoned it in for that episode. This one, I'm going to phone it in again, but, you know, a little bit better. I'm actually going to try.
Wait, so we really did talk about, how much did we talk about? Not a lot.
It was Happy Death Day, Jesus. Yeah. And we just talked about Bible stories and how fucked up they were.
Yeah.
I didn't even get over to, like, the Sodom and Gomorrah, where, like, the two daughters, like, escaped with her dad, and, like, they, like, fucked, like, got their dad drunk and, like, fucked their dad.
I wanted to talk about the horror in fucking...
Doesn't matter. Jesus is dead. Fuck him.
Oh, my God. What was the building they walked around with Joseph?
Jordan, but...
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah. let's just jump right into some fucking news stories.
I don't think it's Jordan.
Who cares what it is? Jesus Christ.
It's the dude with the trumpet.
Yeah, and they, like, blew the trumpet.
They made a VeggieTale episode out of this, but there wasn't any whores in it.
Whatever. Just be glad I'm not showing the mimosa video on this.
No. That is so horrifying.
All right, let's go to story number one, Florida story. Dumb bitch.
That's the worst.
Okay, Florida woman who coughed on cancer patient gets sentenced to 30 days in jail. So, yeah.
She wasn't executed?
Wow.
Yeah, so a Florida Karen, like they quoted Karen, who flipped out at a Jacksonville Pier 1 store. Get the fuck out of here. This fucking piece of shit. It was a Deborah Hunter who has ordered to pay $500, serve 6 months probation, and participate in a mental health evaluation. Just like, how dare you cough on a cast? If you have cancer, you do not have enough money to go to Pier 1 in the first place. Like, and if you're a rich cancer patient, you're not allowed to be a rich cancer patient. You just spend more money
Oh my God, both of those are like the perfect definition of what is wrong with our society.
The fact that cancer patients are going to Pier 1?
No, this is the true expense of capitalism.
Yeah, they.
Oh my God, Alex.
This lady.
I'm not wrong.
Sprog. I don't know. They're getting traded for a brain tumor. I mean, they should probably treat her for a brain tumor as well. But yeah, you should know where you're at. You're in Florida. If you're in Florida, Texas, or California, you should know what to expect there. You can't say any of the bad words in California because they're gonna get real mad at you. Oh no, he said faggot. And it's like, oh shit. You know, burn him at the stake with the other faggots.
I don't know. There's been a lot of KKK shit in California.
Literally, it started here in my city. The KKK.
Where? Like, no, it didn't.
Yes, there's literally a movie, The Black Klansman, takes place in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh. We fucking live here
in
that?
I thought you were talking about
What? The Ku Klux Klan. These dumb rednecks that don't know how to spell Klan.
That is so hard to say.
The KKK is much easier.
I know, right?
Yeah, the brownie haters. But yeah, she told the judge at sentencing, I was worried for the health and safety of my children and... You know, wondered how in the world I could possibly isolate to protect him in a household of 12? What the fuck?
Oh, dear God.
You shouldn't have money to be at a Pier 1.
For reals.
You shouldn't have money to do anything. You should be...
Wait, we're assuming she's a part of the worker consumer class. She might be above that.
No, like, if she has 12 fucking people in the house, fuck off.
What if they're all, like, maid servants and shit?
That'd be great. They're all slaves. She has... it's just her and 11 slaves at the house. She's just sitting there. Oh, happy days. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, slave, get me, you know, something. And if you cough on me or, you know, run those big bubble lips too much, I'm going to whip you. And she's just like a super racist old lady.
Oh, my God. They even lost their house in a fire.
Oh, I don't care about that. Oh, my God.
Is this bogus? This is like, I'm not quite sure I buy this.
I mean, is it California? No, it's Florida. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I guess I do buy this now. I forgot.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
Now, the last time we had states in the conversation, we were in California. I had to continue on that knowledge.
Well, I mean, this is the Florida story of the week.
I know.
But I'm like, I had to bring something up. But here's the big news. Here's the one that everyone cares about. DMX is dead. All dogs go to heaven. And this
is true.
This is the biggest loss so far of the year. This is number fucking one. This is the saddest. Really? Yeah,
it's only April.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest loss all year. DMX dies at 50 years old. Rest in peace. You know, you played music that white people loved everywhere. You Uncle Tom rapper, you.
Is this less or more than Tupac's death?
Oh, this is less than Tupac's death for sure.
Excellent. You said the correct answer.
And less than Biggie Smalls, but yeah.
I will also concede that.
It's Dark and Hell is Hot is like one of the first rap albums I listened to growing up because my mom had it and I snuck it away from her. I'm like, oh my God, this shit slaps, yo.
Heel music in your childhood. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, no, I had to steal it from my mom.
But that was there to be stolen.
Yeah, so I'm like, Mom, is my dad really black? She's like, no, I wish. I'm like, but Mom, you're like the perfect demographic for these black men. A bigger woman that can cook.
Oh my.
That's it. Cook some fucking fried chicken for them. Get them an old English 40. They love you.
I don't know what an English 40 is, but...
Old English 40. It's a malt liquor.
Oh.
40 ounces.
I like malt liquor.
Yeah, it's great.
You do?
Yeah, that's why I like porters so much.
But yeah, all dogs go to heaven. This is the saddest thing I saw. I saw he was in the hospital from a drug overdose. And he had a subsequent heart attack, and all his kids got to say goodbye. Damn. And he's like only so many more years older than me. I don't even know how much older.
Oh my gosh.
Babe.
What?
When it's your time to die, you will die.
Yeah, because you'll probably hold a pillow over my fucking mouth.
I'm not gonna suffocate you to death. Your death will be painless.
But on the thing of deaths, also my boy Prince Philip.
You're just gonna transition from him to him?
Yeah, because I got some of Prince Philip's quotes.
You
to immortalize this man.
Do you even know who he is?
He's a meme dude. He's like a meme zombie dude that looks old as fuck, but has some great ass quotes. Don't care who he is. I never will care who he is. He's probably part of the royal family because the name Prince.
That was so.
He's the queen's. He's the old guy.
He's the queen's. He's the old guy.
He's her consort.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
He's her consort.
I'm super high, so what, excuse me.
You sounds like you're talking underwater now.
Me or her?
Her, yeah.
Oh, sound better now?
Yeah, of course.
Much better.
But okay. Yeah, his quotes.
Oh, no.
It's my custom to say something flattering to begin with, so I shall be excused if I put my foot in
it later on.
My favorite quote.
Cats kill more birds than me. Why don't you have a slogan? Kill a cat, save a bird.
If it has four legs and it is not a chair, if it has two wings and it flies but it's not an airplane, it swims and it's not a submarine, the candies will eat it.
Oh,
this guy was a legend. Holy shit.
Oh my fucking God. The fuck?
This guy was great.
The fuck? Oh my God.
I love him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's great.
Bruh. Oh my God.
While in Thailand, your country is one of the most notorious centers of trading in endangered species.
I mean, he's not wrong.
To the Scottish driving instructor, how do you keep the natives off the booze long enough to pass the test? Speaking about a successful marriage, tolerance is one essential ingredient. You can take that from the queen who has the quality of tolerance and abundance. I don't even know.
That is like... There is some truth to that, let's be honest.
Speaking to the president of Nigeria, you look like you're ready for bed. Where's this? My favorite quote.
Your favorite quote?
My favorite quote of his.
No.
Just take the fucking picture. Love it. Yeah, look at this old ass dude.
He's a prick.
But my favorite quote, if you open the door for a woman, it's either a new car or a new woman.
What?
You open doors for me all the time.
Not car doors. Fuck you.
Well, no, I don't want you to open my car door.
Like it.
You open the doors I want you to open.
Yeah, like the doors that are just like, this door is like locked by like a pickle jar lid. It's crazy. I can't get into it. It's... Yeah.
I know. See? You're all purpose.
The second I teach you how to... What is Courtney doing? She's, like, drawing on my boy.
How do you erase it? Oh, I see.
Should you know that before you do it?
How... She, like, draws a penis on his face. How do you erase it? And I, like, go over to, like, Anne Frank, and it's, like, on her face now. It's like, ah! Get that off the screen!
Your conscience is cleared enough. You're going back to the Anne Frank jokes.
Who cares? I don't care. She's dead. What is she going to do? Be mad at me?
No, but your shame will live on forever.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? For the longest time, I didn't know the difference between Anne Frank and Helen Keller. I thought they were the same person.
What the fuck?
I know. I'm like,
wait,
look.
What the fuck?
I'm like, how did this fucking dumb blind bitch fucking write a journal about masturbating?
Okay,
good for her.
How have you lived with me so long and are still this uneducated? How has this happened?
Marijuana. I used to be hooked on phonics, and I got hooked on chronics, and...
What?
Forgot it all. Hooked on the chronic.
I'm still saying, you should have absorbed more of my knowledge by osmosis by now.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
Neither
talk...
Do you know what that word means?
You don't talk about Helen... Do you know who Helen Keller is?
Yes.
Yes.
She was deaf and blind, and she learned how to speak, and then she turned into this super fucking cool feminist and was like writing papers to government, doing other cool shit.
They should have just thrown her off a cliff like with the other Spartan babies.
Oh, and she also had a really important role in, oh my God, I was about to say something and I fucking lost it. But she,
beneath her chin?
Yeah, and she was also a poet, and like she did a crap ton of stuff, babe.
Did I just miss something? Yeah.
Aww.
You said she had a really important role, and I said beneath her chin.
Wait, no, I don't get it, actually.
Like, chin rolls, like she's fat.
Oh.
She wasn't fat, but it'd been funnier if she was.
Oh, my God.
That way the joke would have made sense. So, next story. A off-duty Pentagon police officer fatally shoots two people in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to break into a car. Good on him. You know, I back the blue on this one. And, Maryland. Were they black? Please say they're black, at least. Because, I mean, like, if they're white people, I'll be like, they probably just locked their keys in the car.
William and Johnson do not sound black.
Williams and Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the news has, like, started to, like, you know, kind of get away from that, you know, like announcing who the fuck they were. Yeah, whatever.
Your dreams have crashed just a little.
Oh, Dominique Williams?
Aw, damn.
And James Lionel Johnson?
Okay, that's definitely white, though.
No, that's black.
No, that's like English descent.
Dominique, yeah, that's a chick's name.
Oh, see, it's JLJ. Like, that's a very classic pattern. Like, one initial, different initial than the first initial again. It's an ABA pattern.
Wait, an unarmed officer for the Pentagon Force Protection Agency? Well, if he's unarmed, how did he shoot these people? With his finger? God damn, this guy is dangerous.
It's unnamed.
Oh, unnamed. I'm glad you can read. Thank you, Courtney.
No, hi. So, that's not saying much.
I don't even know where you're reading from, so.
Right here.
Oh, I was trying to read the small print at the bottom.
No. Unnamed officer shot two motherfuckers.
Okay, well, unarmed was way more mysterious and cool.
It's like, he just like pulls out his fingers, like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
And just like kills. I'm like, oh shit. The fucking Pentagon's gone crazy with some secrets. Like, he comes out with some like crazy Pentagon shit. He's like, woo, woo. And like fucking blows up their mind, like in Scanners. Neither of you have seen that movie. I know, but it's like, there's a scene in it where he like blows up a dude's head with his mental powers. I'm not going to pull it up because it just imagine a watermelon exploding, but instead of the watermelon, it's the dude's head. Great special effects. Top notch.
Oh, my.
So now I'm just thinking about Indiana Jones.
Whatever. So a massive COVID-19 vaccination site was shut down after 11 people suffered side effects.
Oh my God, 11 people suffered side effects. That's so many people.
I know. It was a mass one, too. It was the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Two people were taken to the nearby hospital and placed under review. I hope they both die. I hope both these people fucking die. And it's like, oh no. But yeah, I think like the other like nine were like, just given like some orange juice and told to go home.
It said that earlier, yeah.
Did it?
Yes.
I don't know why you scroll so fast.
Ta-da.
Yeah, according to KDVR, given juice.
The group of people who were not hospitalized were given juice and water for their recovery. They just needed some fucking
electrolytes and they were fine.
It's just people that are scared of needles and like, it's like me if I was forced to get the vaccine.
Yeah, just tank their blood sugar and it'll go straight out.
Oh yeah, no, that's the only reason why. Like, I kind of want the vaccine and I'm willing to do some dangerous shit, but if it's like only needles, I'm like, I have a religion where it prevents me from piercing my body. I don't have any piercings or any tattoos, so.
I'm cooler than you.
Yeah, you have tattoos because you're not afraid of needles.
Yeah.
It's literally my only fear.
That's okay. I have lots of fears, so I balance you out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my drawing sucks.
Yeah, it does.
What the fuck?
She's like trying to draw on the fucking people that are dying of COVID. She's like making light of it.
Shouldn't more people be dying from COVID, at least for fuck's sake?
Oh my gosh.
Courtney, if that's a penis, it sucks.
Well,
it's not.
And it will not.
Onto our next story.
That was a flower?
Just running on through.
Going through.
Governor Cuomo signs a new bill to legalize recreational weed in New York,
dude is like, oh my God.
The only thing I know about him is he has nipple rings, just like you.
I don't wear rings. I wear straight.
Okay, he has nipple piercings in his nipples.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh man, I wish I could. Let me see if I can find that fucking video.
Of his nipples?
No, of the, you know, people freaking out.
Is that a mustache?
What the heck?
Black people getting excited in New York over weed.
No, Courtney, now it looks like some, like, little kid learning fucking, like, karate.
Well, get that shit out of here. I'm trying to...
Okay, okay.
Weed is legalized in New York.
That is not
video.
How you say karate.
Yeah, no, it's not going to pull it up. Damn. And I'm not going to look further than that.
God, no.
But it's pretty much like black people getting super excited, like BET excited. Like, I know I have it on my phone. Let me pull it up on my phone.
What does that acronym mean?
Oh. This is, you know, just the audio from it. He's drinking a bong. He, like, takes a rip from a bong and drinks from a bong.
We couldn't do this without Cuomo. Psych! Yo, you still gonna accept me, bro, if I smoke weed till the day I die? Come on, Moses, give me the okay. Give me the okay, please. Give me the okay.
This is hilarious.
This is what they do.
I'm drinking the bar water with the Henny, nigga. Y'all heard it here first.
No. Why? Oh, my God. Why?
God, legal. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't even smoke weed. Like, I only do edibles, and even I know that's disgusting.
I'm sorry you couldn't see that, Courtney, but it's for the best.
Oh.
That was disgusting.
I'll send it to you later.
Not the most disgusting I'm going to see, but disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why they don't put it on the news websites.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just some, like, you know, private YouTube. Yeah, I got taken down for, like, the N-word. He's like, oh, no. A black guy said the
Legal Rick. Legalization of the plant is effective immediately, but legal recreational sales are not expected to begin for 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, because they have to, like, grow it and get it over here and build the infrastructure to do everything. But
it's like they can't build an In-N-Out in one day.
But yeah, they
well, they should probably just use existing.
Honestly, like, you could easily get fucking weed back there.
Smoke weed every day.
Back there, all the time. You can have it delivered to your apartment, and no one cares.
I can have it delivered.
Yeah, well, in New York, like a dude on a bike.
I can get mine delivered.
I basically get mine delivered.
Yeah, I'm like the one that doesn't smoke weed.
I know, and it's just so sad.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever decide to quit my job,
I get free delivery.
So do I.
It's free.
If I ever get to the point where I'm a good enough comedian to get up there on stage and tell jokes and actually get paid for it and paid a lot, and I'm like, okay, I can quit my job and actually start smoking weed. And then it all falls apart after I start smoking weed. I'm like, hey, how many...
Get yourself back in.
How many other squares out there don't smoke weed? It's like, you. We can go out there and square dance later if you want. Yeah, see? Just doesn't work. You have to smoke weed if you want to become a good comedian. And I have not smoked weed in so long that I will freak out and, like, drink water. I'm like, this is Jesus water. And, like, eat a granola bar. I'm like, whoa.
Do you not have good highs?
Like, my first time getting high, like, pretty much... Okay, so, like, I was down in my friend Cody's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the bong was going around. I'm like, fuck it. Let's go hard.
Oh,
I take
my God.
A huge fucking bong rip.
This is like you eating the wasabi in one gulp. Continue.
Just, you know, just woo, and go crazy with it.
That was a mistake.
Coughing like crazy. I'm down on the ground. I was sitting at a table, you know, shooting the shit with everybody, and now I'm down on the ground. My friend Logan is there with me, and he's like giving me water because he understands what just fucking went down. And he's like, oh, here, you know, here's some water, bud. Here's some water. And he's like, just, you know, get through it. I'm like, oh my God, this is Jesus water. Oh, this is so good. And he gives me a granola bar. I'm like, oh my God, this tastes so good. It's the best granola bar I've ever had in my entire life. This, oh my goodness. You're the best. Are you Jesus? Are you Jesus? And like everyone's laughing at me as I'm like freaking out on the ground. I'm like,
oh God.
Yeah, and like a half an hour later, I was able to get up and be like, oh my gosh, I was high.
Yeah.
And then I like started smoking weed like all the time, and it'd take like 3 joints to like, you know, get me high.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
Not really, no.
You're back in California.
If you have connects, it gets pretty cheap.
So, like, the first time I got high was because you gave me an edible, and, like, thank God you only gave me, like, 5 milligrams because that was, like, overwhelming even then. But, like, I just sat down and was, like, trying to read a book, and then I realized, like, somewhere down the lane, I'd written the same page over and over and over again, and I still had no idea what was going on. And so I put the book down, and you came over to me, and you're like, babe, do you want cheese sticks? And I'm like, I want cheese sticks. And so we went over to Sonic, and you got me cheese sticks, and they were fucking delicious.
I am going to have to bring up the
first one.
Okay. No. So I have videos of when she first got high.
Babe, that was not my first high to begin. First off.
No, it wasn't.
You cannot expose me like that. That is not okay.
So.
Babe.
She's like sitting in the middle of the room.
This is not okay. I have not given my consent to this.
I want
to
know.
Oh my God, no. I don't want you to know.
It's such a great video.
I hate both of you.
It's hilarious. No, it's
not. It's not. I look so ugly in that video. It's not even funny.
You haven't even seen the video.
Yes, I have.
Alex, tell me. Alex.
Let me pull.
No. No. Do not do. Please don't do this to me.
Let me pull it up. You can hear the audio. It's the audio is what's funny.
Fine. I'm still not okay with this, but I'm less not okay with this.
Let's see if I can find out where the fuck.
But I'm still not okay with this. I hope you don't find it.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking find it.
Oh my God.
Like I'm gonna fucking find it. No, it's not there.
That's... So while you're looking for it, what happened, Alex?
What happened with what? Oh, the first
story. Tell the story.
No.
Okay, so she's sitting there high as fuck, and she's like looking at the cats. And she's like looking at Mochi, and it's like, ew, that Dotson.
I'm like, that is not how I pronounced it.
It's exactly how you pronounced it.
Oh, I'm sure that's how Jaime pronounces it, but sober me can actually say it appropriately.
And that is?
Jaime cannot do that, Courtney.
Are you high right
and
now?
And how are you supposed to say it?
How do you think it's spelt?
Alex.
T-H-A-U. Oh, man, can I?
Oh.
Oh, was it a dachshund?
Yeah, I found it.
No! No. Why would you do this to me?
You have to tell us now.
It looks like a corgi. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
It's got a long tail. I mean, it's rated for me that has a long tail, but I'm only in the Pembroke side, which is no tail. You know how I remember them? Because Pembroke is broken.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, the first time.
Why am I still autistic when I'm high? Like, why?
Oh my God, I can't see. Oh my God.
Just why?
Oh my God, are you there? Oh my God,
Yeah.
Oh no, poor Goose. Oh, I feel so bad for him. He was so uncomfortable with that one.
Send this to me.
That is a cat.
Alex, send this to me. And I'll delete. I'll find and delete the photo of you and that woman's cutout.
Courtney, you still have that?
Actually, I have to find it.
Oh my god, Courtney, you have
to
find
it. It's on my
that.
Facebook.
It is?
Okay, no, I'm still trying to purposely talk over this, so just give up. Like, seriously. Babe.
Alex, I don't think that's going to happen.
Babe. Oh my god, we should get it vaccinated now.
Babe.
Oh, we already do. We already have it vaccinated. Yeah.
Is that, like, actual reference?
Yeah.
I, like, cut her mic. It's hilarious.
You fucking cut my mic?
Yeah.
You're such a prick.
I didn't hear nothing. What are you watching?
The fucking video of her freaking out because she's, like, picking up Goose. That fat dachshund. Okay, that's enough.
Alex, send it to me.
She is such a fat cat.
Oh my goodness.
She's a fat little
cat.
You
have to send it.
It's a long video. It's like 2 minutes.
No, you don't.
But it's such a great fucking video.
No, it's not.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even remember what story we were on. Oh yeah, weed's legal in New York.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, New York. Now you can not have to hide your weed smoking.
Because that's what everyone does, literally.
So, yeah. Good job, Cuomo. It's like the only good thing you'll ever be remembered for.
You know, it's like back when everyone did cocaine, only cocaine was actually bad for you.
And
The
final story of the week. Like this is like a double one because we didn't do stories on the Jesus thing, but I didn't double up on the fucking Florida. I don't care. How do you say, like, the pilfizer? The pfizer?
You don't pronounce the P.
Pfizer?
Yes. I don't know quite sure how to pronounce the I, but yeah.
Pfizer. Yeah, Pfizer holds Kaiser. Shipments of $700,000 or 700,000 COVID vaccines to Israel after they failed to report to make a payment.
Wait, people are having to pay for vaccines for this?
Yeah, the countries are, of course.
What the fuck? Why the fuck are we charging for vaccines in the middle of a goddamn pandemic?
Because these companies still need to make money.
It's a fucking pandemic.
How are they going to ship it if they don't have money?
Because they fucking need government grants.
And the government is who is paying them.
No, the government is a dick and only wants money from everybody, so they're fucking holding vaccines fucking ransom.
No, this is the company holding these vaccines back from Israel.
Yeah, and the government could step in and say, hey, you're being a prick, don't do that, and ship it off. But they won't.
It's to Israel.
I highly doubt that. That's their private company.
Yeah,
this is a totally different country.
This is not something that should be allowed. I'm saying we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it's fucked up if you do that. But I don't want to get political. Can we move on?
Yes. Well, they didn't pay for 2.5 million doses. Like, they sent them out with good faith that they're going to pay for them. And they're like, yeah, fuck you. We're not paying. Yeah, we're Jewish. We're all Jewish over here. Yay! No foreskins for us and no money for you. And, so guess what? They didn't pay, and then now they're going to get no more vaccines, and, you know, hopefully they pray hard enough to not get COVID and die. Oh, wait, it's not really a deadly disease. But, they paid, like, a shitload of fucking money. Like, they paid, almost $1 billion fucking dollars.
Which is so fucking retarded.
Because they're trying to get shit out.
No, this is like how they charge for fucking insulin all over again.
There's one dude that needed insulin, and he's trying to cap it at like $50 per month or something like that. Like, good job, bud, but it's not going to work.
Nope. Capitalism is in control. We will all die from illnesses that are treatable.
Make birthdays even sweeter. So, boom. Courtney's not even, like, on. She's, like, looking at something else.
Sorry.
Oh, my. Like, what?
What?
How have you not been on the thing?
Courtney's, like, over here. She's like,
wait, are we not on the thing either when we do this?
So
no.
When you...
No.
No. That's coming in a little bit. Don't you worry.
Okay, you have to make the sound so many times, okay?
I have to make the sound?
Yeah.
What sound?
The God No sound.
No!
Yeah, that
God!
One. Yeah, I expect you to play that God, multiple please, times
no,
with that section.
No!
Okay.
No!
They ask you how you are, you just have to say
yeah,
that
no, this
fine.
Is going to be so awful
really
and I'm
fine.
Enjoying
you
it so much, so just get it over with.
They would never understand.
This is so much easier than finding stuff that's funny to say.
Oh my God.
Just
oh
having a God. Soundboard.
Uh-oh, retard alert!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, like, I don't even remember, like, oh yeah, this sound.
That's a good one.
It's my favorite sound.
You cannot play this with the next section.
Oh.
No.
Coming soon.
Oh my God, that just makes it worse.
A contest.
Oh my God, this is just such a double entendre right
of
now.
Cocks.
Oh God.
Which one's the ugliest?
Want it to be that
which one's the prettiest?
That's also not a good competition.
Which one makes you throw up in your mouth?
So are these all going to be the same dick pictures, or will they be different for different categories?
Well, I mean, some pictures will have...
Wait, so we actually have dick pics now?
Got it!
No, I just went online and found dick pics.
They're awful.
Found the worst of the worst, like ugly dicks... Like, I had to, like, you know, get crude with it, and my wife's already crying because she's seen half of them.
Oh, God.
My eyes have already been raped by the onions. Must you do the same?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now time for the cock contest. If you have a real cock to send in, go ahead and send in to the show. We'll grade it. We'll do a free...
It's going to outshine all of these.
We'll do a free dick rate, and you'll have two girls with actual eyes on it.
What do you mean a free dick rate?
A free dick rate.
So some people have to pay in order to get their dick pits on this?
Well, no. Like, on Patreon, like, some girls will, like, you know, have, like, dick rate, and you can, like, send a picture of your cock to this chick if you pay for her OnlyFans.
Can I do that?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be a great side hustle.
Yeah, of course.
I want to do that.
And you can just show pictures of your nipples and stuff.
Do I have to report that as income to the government?
Yes, of course.
Oh, then why is it a side hustle?
What?
Yeah, you have to
Wait,
report
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was all under the table.
No, it's not under
the table. Yeah, I thought so too.
Right? That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's called a side hustle.
No, it's called a business.
No, it's
you don't get to be a whore and cheap, okay?
I am not cheap.
You don't get to be a cheap whore.
I'm not cheap.
Pay the government what they're due. Great job on fucking showing your tits on OnlyFans, but if you want to do dick rates...
I could flash my tits right now. No one would ever know.
No, they would, because you're wearing a dress.
How would they know?
You can just be like I can flash my tits.
I can still see you. I can still see you.
See? That's it.
Ta-da!
Courtney's like, oh no. Yeah, like, my tits aren't that bad. And I got my gorilla shirt. My Apes Together Strong shirt. I'm so fucking proud of this shit. So, let's just jump right into... Yep, right into the... Yep.
But...
I know.
No.
Get ready for it.
No.
Man,
so
my eyes look really red.
Cock number one.
No.
Ew.
No.
It's got a nice bend to it. The pubes are well done.
Ew, it's so faint.
It's uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised. It's got that fucking solid vein.
I'm so fucking happy you're circumcised. I can't even. I'm so happy.
Number two. I mean, it's a straight shooter, but it's got that big head.
It's like and a mushroom cloud.
Shaved fucking cock all the way.
Oh, I just noticed the rest of it. Ew. And it gets like thinner in the middle and then like flares out again. Like, that's just fucking weird.
I can just see it getting stuck in a pussy.
I know, right?
Dick number three.
No. Oh, God.
It's crazy. I feel like it's a Photoshop.
Oh, my God.
Did they like actually just circumcise his entire cock and that's what it used to be?
Whoops. I mean, he's still got a handful there.
It looks like a butt.
Like a butt cock?
Yeah. It's like the butt faces from Rick and Morty.
But yeah, I feel
like. Oh my God.
I mean, like his hair. Legs okay, can are
we move
hairy.
On? I'm going to vomit. Yeah, I wish we hadn't moved on.
I mean, you asked for it.
Oh my God. He got such a shitty circumcision.
I feel like this is like after surgery because like you can see like down here, like there's like the surgery scar.
Oh.
And.
Did he get like an enlargement or something?
Oh no! What if
there's
it's like
something
a,
in there?
A transgender penis?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it looks like or not.
No idea.
But it's like winged, like double winged. Like I feel like that wouldn't be like a bad thing to have inside you.
Oh my god!
Like the
why?
Ribbed, like the ribbed ones.
Little ugly dickling. Okay. Whatever.
Oh my god!
No. No.
Through a glory hole.
No,
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 I can't
no,
even
no,
see
no,
it.
No, it's the leper. No, it's the leper. No. No. It's the fucking leper. But that is still one of my favorite jokes. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm moving around so I can...
No. I just, it's like cancer is like the way
yeah.
it looked on like Bioshock cancer is.
A Bioshock cock.
Yeah. No. Why are they all like this? Is this what white dude's dicks looks like? Because I for sure don't want to fuck a white dude ever again if that's what all their dicks look like.
I like how he has like coarse pubes.
Is it like graying? Is he like old?
Probably.
That or it's just covered in something.
I mean, just be glad it's not.
No,
this.
No. Don't enlarge it. No, don't enlarge it. No. Okay, I can't even look at this. It looks like a fucking white carrot. Please let me know when we've moved on.
We've moved on.
I'm not quite sure. Oh God. Oh, that is not a healthy cock.
That's a tattooed cock.
It's tattooed.
Knock it off.
Yeah, it's tattooed. You see his tattoo up here?
Wait, the tattoo's on the tip of his dick
yes.
too? Wait, they can't show it when it looks erect? Because I want to know what the tattoo looks like. Unless it's an elephant trunk.
I don't know. I think he just wanted it all black. I would think he wanted just like a black cock. But like that head does not look like a healthy head. Looks
no,
like genital warts.
Yeah. Can you imagine tattooing someone's dick that has an STD on it?
And, like, one of them pops. It's like,
that's so gross. Oh, my God. Why would you say that?
Next.
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. It's got, like, some sort of cock ring on it.
Yeah. It's got two. There's one behind the ball sack, and there's one just on the cock.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's one
oh,
up
God.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, I can't look at that anymore. I'm going to vomit. I'm not going to lie. It's like a stuffed sausage.
I mean, that's not even bad.
It also kind of looks like a sheep's testicle, though, too. Let me know when you've moved on.
Ew.
What do you think?
My God, why did I open my eyes again? Ugh. No. It's like a cone volcano. Oh, no. It's like an anemone. Mm.
A sea anemone?
Yes. Or not that. Is it a type of coral?
With friends like these, who needs anemones?
That's like one of my favorite LCD songs.
Oh, it's a Finding Nemo joke, but...
But it's also an Owl City song.
He has, like, multiple colors.
No, I was happy. I was thinking about one of my favorite music artists.
This is the best cock of them all!
And you, like, bring me back to this horrible reality.
Start to finish, black cocks.
No.
They're the best. Look at this.
No.
This right here is why white men are racist. Because black men are packing tree trunks like this.
That would not fit in my vagina anymore.
Yeah, probably not. I mean,
like if he wanted to go to the hill, he'd but like have
this
to go,
one would.
Don't know. Oh my god.
So we're agreeing that the Blackhawks like take first place. Which one takes the first place? This one or this one? If you're if you're to get fucked, would you fuck any of these cocks, Courtney?
No.
Number one. It's a nice dude, you know.
No.
He does everything for you.
No. The last one, yeah.
The last one?
Yeah.
You'd fuck him? But not this one?
Nope.
Not that one?
Banana nope. Slug.
Definitely not that. I want to fuck that one.
No.
I'm done. Ew.
No, not that one.
Ew.
So if like a nice boy pulls out a cock like this, you would not fuck it.
I guess that's the most... I guess that's the one I would be the least disgusted to be fucked by at the end of the day. I would not give that a blowjob, though. Fuck that.
Not. What about that?
Oh, my God. Why is it so disgusting?
Because it's old.
Is that what your dick's going to look like when it's old?
Yeah, with the saggy balls and all that. Yeah, it's going to be
what
horrible.
What the fuck? Okay, when your balls sag that low down your thighs, you will get no more blowjobs. That'll be the end of your blowjobs.
That's okay. I'll just go cheat on you then.
I told you, you can go get all the blowjobs you want from men. And they'll give way better blowjobs than mine, which is like, I feel like one of the best blowjobs is a woman on a planet.
So, meow.
So Courtney would rather get fucked by the straight black dick.
That is not straight.
The straight-ish black dick.
That is not even straight-ish.
Look at Courtney being, you know, progressive over here.
Does that one have googly eyeballs on it?
Oh my god. Googly eyeballs?
Okay, this is my favorite. It's disgusting.
Alex, you would...
She'd fuck that one.
Yeah, it looks
it comes out missing an eyeball. It's like, oh no, one of the googly eyeballs got lost in your pussy.
No, it'll come out. There's nowhere for it to go. It has to come out.
You just have to like dig in there and just like, let me get it.
Yeah.
So the straight black dick is the winner. The obvious loser.
Oh my god. Ugh.
This guy.
No, the leopard dick. The leopard dick. That's
the loser?
That's the loser.
So
that's second.
Second to last.
No, babe. First the worst. Ugh, I hate that one so much. That one reminds me of like the aliens from the War of the Worlds, like the original one that was like super, super hokey.
What about this one?
No.
Third worst?
It looks like an underworld sea creature. Oh, no, wait, go back.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
It looks like a fucking nautilus.
Looks like it's an anteater face.
It looks like a fucking nautilus. And what the fuck is wrong with his shirt? Like, why is it, like, over his thigh? Like,
it's probably a onesie or something. Or it's probably, like,
I don't know.
Like, one of those, like, ballerina.
Oh, tidy whities?
Weetards.
Maybe he's wearing panties. Who knows?
I mean, he could be a ballet dancer. We don't know.
With that fucking hog? Holy fuck. That's going to, like, shoot out, like...
No, they have little, like, pieces they put in front of it, like a cod piece. Only it works in the exact opposite manner.
What does it do?
It's like a crotch guard. Like, there's, like, a little covering, so, like, it's smooth. But if you pay attention, you can actually, like, see the imprint of it under the tights, but... That's how they do it.
I'd love that.
I don't know how I feel about you wearing tights.
Would you like me to wear tights?
No. I like you in cargo pants.
You just seem like my tits.
No, I like you in cargo pants.
Good, because I love...
You can hold my lip gloss.
No, I'll throw it away. You'll hand it to me and be like, hey, babe. You know, here's my lip gloss. And I will immediately throw it away. I'll just make... Here's my lip gloss. And I'm like, get out of here. And you're like, where's my lip gloss? I'm like, what lip gloss? You never handed it to me. I'd gaslight you all the way.
It's a good thing I don't use lip gloss.
I love how Courtney's like passing out over there. She's like,
oh my god, Courtney doesn't even know what we're referencing, so.
Like, Courtney's like, oh my god, I'm just like tired. I can't do what?
She's like higher than I am right now.
She's like on 10 Benadryl right now is what she is.
Oh, I love taking that many Benadryl. Oh my God, it's amazing.
I mean, just, ugh.
Ugh. Like taking like a crap ton of Benadryl and just like floating in a cold river is pristine.
Sounds like doing heroin, but.
God.
Sounds like one of the best experiences of my life.
What happens?
Okay, so like, I accidentally cut my foot open with like a giant piece of glass, and then I also got pushed into some poison ivy at the same time. And so my mom gave me like fucking 8 Benadryl because I have an anaphylactic reaction to poison oak, and we were in the fucking middle of nowhere, so it was going to be like forever to get me to an ER. And so they just shoved like a crap ton of Benadryl, and then they just had me float in a cold river to see if it would bring down the inflammation. And it was fantastic. Oh yeah, it fucking worked, which was amazing, because yeah, that was going to be really bad. Which makes me think I don't actually have an anaphylactic shock, but it's like I do because I have all the facial swelling and shit. That's what my parents called it, and they're probably like overdoing it. But like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Have I ever gone swimming while high?
Probably.
I don't think that's ever happened. I want to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I'd be afraid you'd drown, you shorty.
I'm a better swimmer than both of you put together.
You do not know that. You've never seen me swim.
You're Mexican. You've never been in a public pool in your entire life.
Yeah, because these fucking tits like make people nervous. Like, is that a transitioning woman or what's going on? Is she just topless or is it just a vet dude? Because we don't want to offend him either way.
My milkshake brings all the
blood. I'm like, I'm just a fat guy, guys. It's fine.
It's better than yours.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You made me think of the song.
Ugh, gay. Ew.
Too late.
She's trapped me. All right.
You literally have 2 rings on your finger. Of course you're trapped.
Well, that's it for this episode. We're almost at the hour.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? So follow me on Twitch. I stream games from time to time. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
You mean you get your ass kicked a bunch of the time?
Shut your fucking mouth. Like, I just went on a fucking fat rant and started screaming on my last Twitch stream. So, if you want to check that out...
At children, no less.
At children, like, fuck children! They should all die! It just, yeah, I went crazy. So, if you want to check that out, check it out. You know, who cares? Please don't cancel me. I don't care. Really, I don't.
Let's just make another Twitch account.
I mean, cancel me. Fucking... Yeah... But Alex the Truck on all that. Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to start posting because I finally got a good camera.
Nice.
The one that I'm actually recording this on. And I'm... Did I even record? I did. I'm like, did I record this entire episode on video? Yeah, I did.
But
I'm going to have to find like some other channel to put it on because I cannot put this on YouTube because of the cocks.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to...
You're right. Well... Oh my God, that's so sad.
Most of the episodes.
Wait, no one else is going to have to see what we saw?
I'm gonna see if Vimeo will allow me to put it up there. Or Pornhub, at least.
Of course you can put it on Pornhub.
Let me see what Vimeo does.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Oh my God, it's like sitting through like an hour-long porn video, and the good stuff doesn't hit until like the 45 minutes in, and it's still sad.
Voice check something, and you're like chatting through the entire thing.
Yeah.
Vimeo. Vimeo, not Samio. Oh my God. Fuck this. What a piece of shit. It's like, say meow? No, I'm like saying Vimeo. Like that. For high quality videos. Let's see what their standards and guides are. Oh, 250 gigs every year. Okay. No ads on your video. Get the fuck out of here. Stop putting up ads.
Again, capitalism. Nothing is free.
So I'm going to see if I can put my shit up on Vimeo. Well, I'm going to look into that. That way you all can see the cocks.
You should make an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. You want to see my videos? We'll go.
And then they'll get posted up on Reddit and everyone will see your shit more.
I mean, who cares? Like, honestly, I do this podcast for just us.
It's fun.
And if other people want to check it out, cool. The popular podcast is actually Argue This. Mm-hmm. So check out Argue This. It's a podcast where we discuss and argue various topics with my other friend Tron and my other friend Derek now.
And I'm a guest star.
From time to time. And just
that's why I'm a guest star.
And I've guest starred.
Yeah. Court, like, we all guest starred. Wow.
And that means we make more money.
I mean, it doesn't. I don't pay any of you for this.
I get paid in cock, thank you very much.
Courtney gets paid in nothing.
I get paid in nothing.
Courtney's like, what?
Find a hot guy for me, Alex.
We're going to find someone for you in Japan, all right? You got to make sure you're pretty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, in like the shower, I'm like, what if Courtney, like, brings a boyfriend and, like, me and our boyfriend end up hooking up?
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, like, you guys will hook up.
Hey, is, what's his name? Can I share a room with us, too?
Tron, if he can come, probably, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, when we get the onsen and all that. And
yeah.
I mean, like, for the most part, rooms are pretty cheap. And what I figure is we'll spend, like, the last, like, you know, bit in Japan, like, a bigger bit than the rest. So.
Oh.
So it'll be land.
I want to go into Love Hotel and see what it's like.
It'll be exactly what you expect.
Come on the ceiling.
But do you really want to go in one alone, Courtney?
I guess so.
Just go into let's all rent like a Love Hotel for like 2 hours and then like take crazy pictures.
I am okay. Not doing a threesome with Courtney.
No, I'm talking about like have you seen like the
oh my God. Theme? Hey, are we still recording, guys?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Then I won't tell the story yet.
Tell the story.
No.
Is it the time of you and Georgia and all that? She doesn't listen to this podcast. I guarantee it.
Oh.
Love hotel
things.
Yeah, the
time that she and her boyfriend wanted to do a threesome. And I said no.
These are the love hotels.
You had to. He was so fucking creepy.
No, it was like super weird. Like, I just met the guy.
Yeah. No, it was creepy.
Really weird.
Yeah.
It was whatever. She should have mentioned it before I even came. That way she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this one have a car for a bed? This has a bed car and a ceiling mirror that's a key. It's Rolls Royce.
Okay. I never, ever, ever want to fuck under a ceiling mirror. Is that a guillotine?
What?
It's a stock. It's a stockade.
Oh, I know what a stockade is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the green. Mm-hmm. Oh, these are cool. These are cool.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, that is fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not digging that one, I'm not gonna lie. No. It's a lot of red. Okay, I liked the wolf one the best.
I'm surprised you didn't like the fish one.
I didn't even see it. You guys are so mean.
Here, I'll just do this. Come over here, share the screen.
No. No, I didn't want to return to the... Okay, that wasn't...
Come on.
No.
Japanese love hotels. Images.
I don't think I saw the fish one. Oh, that one's nice.
That one's pretty.
That one is super pretty.
It's like a rocket bed.
It looks like it reminds me of the bullet boobs or bullet bras.
It's a space theme.
Oh my goodness.
I do like that one. I don't like that one.
I like the blue one.
I didn't like the second blue one. That one was okay. Is that an oval shape? Is that a fucking ramen noodle bowl?
I don't know.
It's a sex dungeon. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's a ramen thing, yes.
Yeah. That's cute. I don't like all the red, but it's cute. Would you fuck me in that?
Yeah, and I'd come like on the things I know they don't wash. I'd come on the pillows.
Babe.
I think they wash those. Know?
Babe.
What? What?
Are you going to tell it?
Tell what?
The story.
Oh, yeah. So here's a story to end the fucking podcast on. So earlier...
I'm bringing this up because I want you to expose your shame, but continue.
Your shame. But... Yes. Let me stop sharing the screen. So earlier today... was it today or was it last... Yeah, it was this morning. So earlier this morning, I wake up and we take a shower.
Because we were disgusting.
And so I'm like, all right, cool. We hop out of the shower and I'm, you know, designing like a head brace for her sex swing. Okay?
I thought it was our sex swing.
Okay. It's premature. I'm going to die early. And
Fair enough.
So designing like a headrest so she can like lean back and have everything fucking fully supported. And so I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and do it. You're already up here. Boom. I hit it. And
I thought you tapped it.
It doesn't matter. And her purse was directly underneath where she was sitting.
So I heard you like shuffling your feet around before this happened. So I assumed you'd moved everything out of the way. So I didn't even think about it.
And
oh, do you got cum in her purse?
Yeah, I mean, way to. But it gets worse than that.
It does get worse.
So, you know, I thought it just hit like whatever. She like picks up her.
Okay,
like,
let me tell this part. So like my alarm goes off for one of my daily medications. And so I pick up my pill case and it's like, wait, this is sticky. And so like I play through my mind why it possibly could be sticky. And I'm like, oh, you know what? My fucking tea from last night might have spilled over it. And so I was about to lick it. Because I was pretty sure it was going to be, like, my leftover tea. And I was like, meh, fuck it, I'll clean it right here and now. And right before I touched it with my tongue, I put two and two together because it was a thick sticky, not a thin sticky. And I realized what had happened. Like,
smoke weed every day.
No, that does not make up for any of this.
God!
Thank you.
No, God, please, no!
Oh, my
no!
fucking God.
No!
No, 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 no. So no! It was on my pill case. It was on my fucking iPad case. And you just barely missed my hairbrush. Because if it touched my hairbrush, I'd have had to throw that away. You cannot be proud of this. Thank you. This is all your fault and shame.
You guys are hilarious.
Oh my God, Courtney, you have no idea how disgusted I am right now. Like, I've spent the entire day bitching about it.
Yeah, all day.
It's disgusting.
She's...
And you haven't even apologized once.
I'm not even sorry!
I know, which makes it even worse.
Why would I be sorry?
Because you're fucking proud of it.
Yeah, I am. Just be glad I don't drop a load right in your purse. Courtney, this is why boyfriends and husbands are horrible.
This is why boyfriends and husbands are horrible. Like, this is worse than the nose
boobs. Get a girlfriend. She can't come in your purse. I mean, she can probably squirt in it. She can make bleh, and like blow, like squirt, like into your purse.
But it's not fucking sticky.
Would you rather have squirt or cum in your purse? Yeah, that's right.
No, what type of purse do I have?
Your purse currently.
So it's cloth on the inside, not leather. Okay, fine. The cum.
Exactly. So. That's it for this episode. We'll see y'all next week with more hijinks. I almost forgot that story, too. And what's funny is it was actually in my fucking notes that I, like, stopped looking at because I, like, transferred everything over. I'm like...
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The Suez Canal is open. So, the first...
Was it closed?
Remember when the huge ship crashed?
Oh, yeah. And it reminded me of the Horatio movie.
What?
It reminded me of the Horatio movie.
The ship.
Yeah, well, that's just the company, but yeah. that ship crashed. And I'm sure, like, the next guy that went through with the big ship realized he could have done the funniest fucking thing in the world and just crashed that ship, too. Just boom.
Oh, my God.
Been hilarious.
Who pays for that shit?
Yeah.
Egypt.
They're trying to make the company
pay $1 billion.
The company should pay $1 billion.
I mean, they probably can't afford it.
Yeah, because our economy is crashing worldwide.
Egypt wants them to pay $1 billion. Except for one fact.
These nuts. Got him.
Neither of you understand. We actually never left the Depression, and this has just made it worse.
I mean, worse Depression. Woo! That's why I'm funny.
Oh my God. Don't make those kinds of jokes.
So, we'll all see you next week. And, continue listening. Who cares? I don't care. Follow me on the shit. These girls don't have a Twitter and Instagram because they're old as shit, and they don't know how computers work.
I do, too.
I don't care.
I just don't want to Twitter and shit.
I don't want to be the center of attention at any point in time.
Whatever. Bye.
Bye.